Hey everyone, welcome to another edition of the Arb Life podcast. I'm actually in the process of calling Mark Prezcurit from Fids and Fibers to talk about some of the upcoming events that he has planned for the industry. You know, man, I just couldn't get it going. This is gonna this will be fine. I have my little recorder set up and we can talk just like this. I think that's great, man. Welcome. Yeah, so Mark, why don't you talk a little bit about the upcoming Fids and Fibers event and what it's going to encompass and what your goals are and what people can expect.
Well, thanks for asking, man. Fids and Fibers has been going on for 9 years now. This is the annual retreat. This is the 5-day Big Kahuna. Once a year, here in New Hampshire. For those of you in the South, there's still snow out there. We got folks coming from Hawaii this year, from British Columbia. I think there might be a woman coming from Ireland as well. But basically, I packed the house here with 25 arborists from all around the world, and everybody's encouraged to bring their sleeping bag, their pillow, their toiletries, toothbrush, because no one wants to smell dirty breath, and their favorite family casserole to share with everybody. So you make a great big casserole, bring that in, and we basically eat like kings all weekend, all 5 days. And it's like just a great big camping party, you know?
Can you, Mark, can you talk a little bit about your vision for Fids and Fibers and how it has evolved over the years and what it is rooted in and what it is sort of evolved out of as an arborist and as your place in the industry?
Yeah, I'm totally happy to talk about that anytime I get a chance. So the first thing I always say when I talk about for teaching me how to splice. Thank you to Michael Tain, John Hartenberg from Non-Rope Supply, Octavius Benton, because I went to the original series, the Splicing Symposiums down in Kentucky back in 2008. That's where I learned how to splice. And so I was so excited that I came home and I invited some of my friends over to show them what I learned so I wouldn't forget. Because I was like, this stuff is really complicated. I'll forget how to do this if I don't do it. So I brought my friends over and started out with like 4 or 5 people. And then the next year there was 10 or 12. And pretty soon the house was packed. It was 20, 25 people every year for the past like 7, 8 years. And so now it's evolved from a 1-day thing. Then it was 3 days for a long time. You know, it was like Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Now it's Wednesday through Sunday. And people are showing up day or 2 days before, you know, on planes, hanging out, helping me set up, and people are staying 2 days after. So it's turning into like 10 days out of my life where there's just my friends from all over the world are showing up and we're just hanging out and doing rope and talking about safety. And how it kind of evolved was start out with splicing and this technical detail of how do you do this or that. And then the conversation and the networking has gradually grown, like, organically. And now it's a networking thing because there's so many people with so many different perspectives from all over the world. And we have this time because once we learn the skills and we're practicing, we have this time now to talk to each other over the top of the splicing. And, like, one of my core... my passions is to reduce the number of accidents and injuries in our industry. So I take the opportunity to put up inspirational quotes, and we talk about those quotes. We talk about how they fit into your daily work, how to be a better mentor, how to be a better teacher, how to be a better instructor, how to watch people be safe, how to talk to people about safety in a way that doesn't piss them off. And that's the thread that runs through the whole weekend. And so now the agenda for Fids and Fibers is that on Wednesday we're going to Teufelberger for a factory tour. we're going to visit another rope company, and we're coming back here. Then the next day is like a whole day of programming. We're going to have Skype conversations with Tom Dunlop and Mark Bridge and Brian Toss and David Driver. And we'll have people like, over the course of the week, have people like TC, like yourself, dialing in. Hopefully Chris and BJ, Chris Coates and BJ Brock, Pascal Marnette. Some of the people who like are really interested in safety are going to kind of touch in, and we're going to throw a conversation in here and throw a conversation in there, and get people thinking so that when they leave Fids and Fibers, it's like the ripple effect of when you throw a rock in a pond, that love, that care for each other as a family, the safety mentality goes out into the world instead of just being at the workshop, you know. And that's the goal with all the Fids and Fibers. And like the ones in Australia recently, I've got nothing but fantastic feedback from those guys. Who they were, the Aussies are incredible. What a time to spend with those guys. You know, how like right to the bone they are. So that's a little bit about what Fids is doing.
No, that's awesome. I think that... you know, I know that I follow you on social media as much as I can, and I follow along with your adventures, and I know we get to hang out, you know, face to face once in a while when we run into each other out in the field. But you're a great inspiration for the community and for all of the people that have been in the industry for a long time, or people that are just getting into the industry. I think it's really important that people have a very grounded knowledge in the materials that they're using and in the gear that they're using, from an anatomy standpoint and from the perspective of how things are constructed and how things are made and how they're supposed to be used properly and in conjunction with one another. And you know, I think that, you know, as an arborist, that's something that interests me, is, you know, how the tools that we use, such as rope or hitch cord or carabiners or pulleys or whatever, and you know, splicing is definitely one of the more technical aspects of the trade. And it really starts with that understanding of how things are built and how things are constructed. And
TC, even if someone comes to a Fids and Fibers and spends, you know, 3 to 5 days working with us, if they never splice again, what I hope that they take away from is the ability to inspect their gear, whether it's made at a retailer, whether it's made at a manufacturer, whether, you know, it's a company deal. Gear inspection is the key, before, during, and after, right? And so without that, without the ability to actually rip a rope apart, put it back together, and see what it's supposed to feel like and why, what's inside, I mean, you just don't know. And that's my goal. I want people to know that. That, of course, I mean, that's how I like to pull people in. Like, it's about the technical skills. But then, like, the secret message is the personal skills. It's the do I love my teammates enough to keep them alive? You know, how do I take my responsibility of taking this group of people, male and female, out in the morning and returning them back as better people and whole at the end of the day? Right? That's what the, like, pull them in with the technical stuff, but man, this is the message. This is what we want.
The reinforcement. Yeah, no, that's awesome. Mark, real quick, if anyone wanted to know more about Fids and Fibers or how to pursue it or how to sign up or apply, how can they do that? How can they reach you? How can they participate?
All right, cool. Probably the best place is Facebook. There's a Fids and Fibers page on Facebook. When you go to it, there's a link right on it to sign up for the latest workshop. Click on the events page. You'll see all the ones in your area. But there's literally thousands of photographs of and videos of workshops. And more are going up all the time. So spend some time on Fids and Fibers, like the page or find me and friend me, and you'll have access to all that stuff.
Awesome. Mark, thanks so much. Mark Prezcura from Fids and Fibers. Everyone can check him out, follow it on Facebook, get involved, get signed up, and take advantage of this really, really wonderful opportunity. Thanks so much, Mark.
Thanks, TC, man. Love seeing you. Talk to you soon.